Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Carlos Bulacan, E-Learning Guide, A Difficult American Dream. I sometimes wonder if we are running the risk of forgetting how similar the stories of those who came to the U.S. in the early years of the 20th century are to many of today's immigrants. We like to think that arriving in the U.S. means instant American dream, but for many, it's a life of fear, secrecy, discrimination, and low-wage work. One writer whose story is often overlooked is that of Carlos Bulacan, who came to the United States from the Philippines. A dedicated reader, Bulacan read a book a day. He translated his passion for the written word into poetry and prose. Perhaps his most celebrated work is his memoir, America is in the Heart, which details his experiences of love, work, and life in California. Bulacan is the outsider's outsider who does not feel a sense of belonging, even within certain ethnic subgroups. No matter how much he may yearn for his family and his home country, Bulacan cannot return to the Philippines due to violence and threats to his personal safety. Yet, America has not been the safe, comfortable dream he had hoped for. Instead, his experience of America is that of a series of menial jobs, short-term friendships, jail, marginalization, and economic insecurity. Bulacan describes his mindset during the first years of life in the U.S. as one of confusion and defiance. He feels himself to be voiceless and powerless, and the world around him refuses to acknowledge his viewpoint. He dislikes the labels society's put in place, and in one instance, while he is working at a restaurant in Belton, California, he reacts. When a Filipino and a white woman came into the restaurant to eat and were refused, I flung my apron away and attacked the head waiter with my fists. He was fired. No one bothered to ask, however, why he erupted in anger. Bulacan writes to inform readers of the experiences of Filipino immigrants and the sadness that accompanies a longing for home. Bulacan believes he has a common bond with other immigrants. He describes a conversation with a French immigrant who became sad upon hearing the wind through peach trees, because it reminded him of sounds of his native Normandy. There are life lessons to be learned in this. One of the most compelling is that bonds are remarkably difficult to forge once one considers oneself ostracized or outgrouped. Yet, it is precisely the sense of longing, nostalgia, and loneliness, and the seeming randomness of one's own existence that unites individuals. Bulacan speaks to the fact that individuals can find kindred spirits and thus bond in that way. And I just want to point out, too, that when I was thinking about the wind through peach trees, I felt sad, too. In fact, sometimes I have to close my window at night because I can't stand the sounds of the wind and the smells of the beautiful sweet scents of pine trees or fresh lawn. For some reason, the memories are so poignant and so hard that it just brings out a sense of longing that's overwhelming. And the sound of wind through leaves and trees is so beautiful and ineffably beautiful. It's exquisitely painful, I believe. I totally understand what he's saying. So I really think it's worthwhile to read these memoirs and also have compassion and empathy for what people are going through. You may not see it on the surface, especially as they try to stay unnoticed and quiet. But there are a lot of people who are suffering, who are feeling lonely, and I think it's worthwhile to smile, to reach out, to show that you care. So this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. on e-learning. Thank you for joining me.